This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Golf Cars of Iowa, Skirring and Utermarkt, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, and the Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Precision Pulley and Idler, Hubes Garage, Melcher Dallas Schools, Craig Douglas and Doxy Express, and Van Wall Equipment in Knoxville and Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Why do our first responders do what they do? In the third part of a 10-part series on public safety, let's go in-depth with Knoxville Fire Chief Cal Wyman, paramedic Matt Boston, firefighter and EMT Christian Gleason, and Captain Brian Hauser.
Chief, how many members of the department are there?
We have about 24 right now.
And tell us about what you might do with respect to call numbers over the course of a year.
Last year we had a record number of calls. We were at 2,106 calls, with a large majority being EMS. Then fire was next.
Okay, how many fires?
Of that, I would say 125 were roughly fire-related, and then the rest, 06, was EMS.
And some of them, when they range the gamut from total destruction of a house to something in the microwave.
Yes, yeah. We can have a fire that's very minor, might be just around an outlet or smoke in the building, to total destruction, where we've lost a whole house completely. But they have a really good history of being able to put good stops on fires, so we don't have a lot of total loss fires.
So, Captain Hauser, what made you want to go into the fire service?
I've always wanted to be in the fire service since I was a little kid. When I got out of high school, went to DMAC, got my fire science, obtained my EMT, volunteered for my hometown. Been here for about 7 years. Obtained my paramedic and other fire certificates. It's just been my lifelong dream.
And you do some training too, don't you?
We do. We train basically every day. This is a job that we're always learning. There's always new science behind it on the fire side as well as EMS. The fire service right now is drastically changing from the thought process of the past.
Like, give me an example.
Anywhere from building constructions to the contents of a residence, there's UL and NIST is a big component of the science behind the fire behavior, building construction.
All kinds of things. And it's always changing. The technology changes, building materials change, all kinds of things.
Yes, sir.
And Christian, what made you decide to join?
I actually never considered joining the fire service. About 3 years ago, I decided EMS was my thing. I really liked it. I got into some classes. I was in an EMS service, and then I started paramedic school, and I got to work with all the different fire departments in the metro, and just the camaraderie, the brotherhood that they shared. I thought, you know, maybe I would enjoy that now that I'm in it, and I don't think I can see myself doing anything else.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Community First Credit Union mortgage originator Josh Mick, McCoy True Value, Houston's On Main, Verduft Agency, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Police Department, Pella Regional Health Center, Van Haften Racing, Iowa State Savings Bank, and Knoxville Raceway.
I continued my conversation with Knoxville Fire Chief Cal Wyman, paramedic Matt Boston, firefighter and EMT Christian Gleason, and Captain Brian Hauser.
Now, how did you get involved?
Like Christian, I had never really had any interest or even thought about really the fire service until a couple years ago. I moved back to town, and I've kind of, not to sound too cheesy or cliche, but I've always wanted to do something kind of for the greater good, something bigger than myself. And I saw Knoxville fire engine on the square with a banner on it that, you know, they were looking for recruits. And I'm like, well, I'll go see what that's all about. And as soon as I stepped in here, and I kind of knew this is where I belonged. And
wow, that's a pretty neat story. That was, what was it, Public Safety Night Out?
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't you just recognized as Firefighter of the Year?
Correct, yes.
That's great.
You heard, huh?
But that's great.
And on the back of your window, you have a banner outside your house.
I went from knowing nothing about this industry to, you know, doing as much as I can to learn everything about it. Like Captain Hauser said, we're constantly learning. And so I've done everything I can so far to make myself an asset to my department and my fellow firefighters. And
you were all in.
Yep, I am all in for sure.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Is everybody like that? Is everybody all in pretty much?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you're fine. It doesn't matter who you talk to up here. You're going to get kind of the same answer from everybody. It's just one of those jobs. It's, I guess, not even a job. It's more than a job, more of a lifestyle, that everybody that's here is all in. I mean, it doesn't matter what we're doing. They're going to give everything they have, and that's just who these people are.
Well, it's like you can't, the stakes are so serious. You can't do anything halfway. You can't be trained halfway. You can't commit halfway.
No.
It's all in. Is that your personality? Are you guys like that on everything?
I'd say this job or profession or career, however you want to look at it, is very type A. We come in here with a mindset of, you know, sacrifice, whether it be personal life, family life, or for God's sakes, our life, because, you know, every call we go on, we give 110%. We depend on each other, you know, and we're all willing to make the ultimate sacrifice.
Well, and there's a decision process that has to be very exacting, in the sense that you can't react too fast and make a mistake. You can't react too slow or you make a mistake. So you have to hit that Goldilocks perfect point of decision making. How do you do that, Chief?
For me, a lot of it comes down to experience. It comes down to my training, my experience, calls I've been on before. In 22 years, I've been around, I've seen a lot of things. I've seen what works, I've seen what doesn't work. So when my decision is based off that kind of stuff, that information, you know. The best way I can explain it is when I was out to the National Fire Academy, one of the instructors explained to us is, it's like you have a slide carousel in your head. And every time you do something, you log a slide in your head, so that when you see an event similar to that in the future, you kind of already have a baseline plan of what works, what doesn't work, so that you can just take off and run with it.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Community First Credit Union mortgage originator Josh Mick, McCoy True Value, Houston's On Main, Verduft Agency, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Police Department, Pella Regional Health Center, Van Haften Racing, Iowa State Savings Bank, and Knoxville Raceway.
I continued my conversation with Knoxville Fire Chief Cal Wyman, paramedic Matt Boston, firefighter and EMT Christian Gleason, and Captain Brian Hauser.
Well, and how about you guys that haven't been in it so long? How do you make those kinds of decisions? Does it come natural, or does your training provide you with the background to do that?
Training. I base it all on training. What I know, what I can learn from my coworkers and my officers. Yeah,
I'd say the same thing. You know, like Captain Hauser said, we train all the time. And Chief Wyman explained that, you know, you go back to similar calls or calls you've had in the past. Now, I haven't had as many as some people in the department, but, you know, you try to relate those. And I also have my fellow firefighters and officers to rely on, too.
And the command structure,
has to be pretty rigid, too, in the sense that when you're at a scene of a fire or trying to save somebody's life, you have to know who's going to be saying what, when, how to back off, whether, and I don't know if there's ever disagreements. Are there ever disagreements?
This is just like any other job. I mean, we spend 3/4 of our life with everybody. I mean, not every day is, you know, the perfect day. I mean, we have disagreements, but we're all also very close that we can have that discussion. You know, we can disagree, but at the end of the day, you know, chief has the final say. But we have that open door relationship where we can bring ideas, and even though he may not agree with our idea, but if it's the best thing for the department, for the customers, and for the citizens, that's the way we go, whether it be, you know, either way.
Just say, I have a heart attack right now. What happens?
Well, we would respond to your home.
No, I'm going to have a heart attack right here.
Oh, okay.
That makes it even easier.
We would ask, yeah, I guess that would be easier. We'd just probably start asking you questions. What do you feel? You know, how do you feel? We would take a set of vitals to see where your body is at physiologically. From there, we would move to where we're going to transport you, whether it be Knoxville Hospital right around the corner, or if maybe you would benefit from being taking a helicopter ride to one of the level one or level two hospitals in the metro. And then en route to the hospital or to the airport, where we would be, there would be a whole bunch of stuff going on. We'd be possibly giving you medications, starting IVs to give you medications, and then just keep going from there, reassessing and figuring out the best treatment for you until we can get you to a doctor.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Motor Inn Auto Group, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Motor Inn Auto Group Service Department, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, and Knoxville Farm and Home. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Every Step, Mahaska Bottling Company, Culver's Appella, To Be Constructed, and Corner Sundry.
I continued my conversation with Knoxville Fire Chief Cal Wyman, paramedic Matt Boston, firefighter and EMT Christian Gleason, and Captain Brian Hauser. Is it hard to get information from people sometimes?
It can be. It can be.
Some people are very vague about their descriptions because there's key words that are key phrases that we kind of key in on that will help us go down a path, whether it's a chest pain related, if it's musculoskeletal pain. So there's kind of key words or key phrases or stuff that we key in on. And if you're being vague with your answers, that makes it harder for us to figure out which path we really need to go down.
Mm-hmm. So do you get nervous, or does it all just, it's just all part of the deal? What's the emotion? I have a heart attack right here. What's the emotion? What are you, you're gearing up, getting some adrenaline? Or just, is it just day-to-day business?
Not to sound like a broken record, but it comes down to training and experience. Somebody that has years of experience versus somebody that has, you know, 2 months on the job. It's okay to get that adrenaline rush because it's kind of hard not to when you have the tones go off. You know, your body naturally spikes in adrenaline, but it just comes down to training and experience that you just stay calm on the outside because you don't do the patient any good if you're losing your wheels.
I describe it as like a duck. You're like a duck on water. Above the surface, everything should be just calm, natural. Below the surface, you might be moving 10,000 miles a minute, but you should appear that you're always calm and to the patient. It reassures them.
And what's the best part of the job?
The camaraderie, the brotherhood, being around a group of people that understand and get the ups and downs of this.
Best part of the job?
I'd say helping, you know, the citizens of Knoxville just knowing that we are able to make their day better. Earlier, we had a gentleman come up and thank us for responding to his house to help his wife a few times. And, I mean, it was three or four times in that day or within that two-day span. And he just came up to say how thankful he was for us. And so that made me feel pretty good.
I would definitely say it's the people I get to come to work with and the people that I get to go out into the community and see. There isn't a lot of other jobs on this in this country that you get to go out every single day and you get to interact with a different person, whether it's a really bad situation or a really good situation.
Chief? I think that I agree with all of them. I mean, this job is like no other. You get the camaraderie, the brotherhood. And it's not just the guys here. It's all of our families. I mean, we've had a lot of nights where, you know, it's families getting together to do stuff. It's families hanging out. So that's a big thing. And then, like both Christian and Matt were saying about, you know, helping out the community, that's a big thing. You know, we get to make a difference. You know, not a lot of people can say they go to work to make a difference, but these guys can.
Thanks to Cal Wyman, Matt Boston, Christian Gleason, and Brian Hauser for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.